Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Cool things happening over at Sherrard High School at their all-school senate. They're having a fundraiser in November. All you got to do is buy a cool Sherrard Tiger sign, put it in your yard. I'm thinking about buying one that will have WRMJ 102.3 FM on it with a Tiger logo. How about that? All right, Kerrigan Minch, how can people get involved in all of this, and what's going on?
So Operation Operation Santa basically began as a student service project in around 1990, and All School Senate sponsors it, and it's basically just to help people in the community have the best Christmas they can. It also helps other times during the year, but based on Christmas. So, of course, over the years, we have done things for basketball, dodgeball, dress-up days, and silent auctions at sports games. But with COVID and everything, this year's just different, and we're trying to bring the community together in any way we can. So we have these yard signs that people can purchase, and you can put your name, your sports number, what sports you play. And basically, since we have such a spread-out district, schools in many different places, it's just would be awesome to see everyone have those signs, a sense of community and getting through these tough times.
So if somebody's out there listening and says, hey, that's something I want to do for my grandchild, my niece, my nephew, my son, my daughter, I think the deadline is sometime in mid-November to get these ordered in time for the holidays. So how does one go about getting signed up to get one?
So basically on our Facebook page, they are on there, but if you can't find them, just contact Vanessa Schulenberg at Sherrard, and she has all the information for it. And then if you just don't want to sign but you still want to donate, you can also contact her and just make a direct donation.
All right, you said, I think, did you say 1990 is how far this Operation Santa thing goes back? So, again, just kind of explain how neat this is, where money is raised, and you try to, you know, make the holidays a little bit brighter for those people that are in need. It's really a pretty cool project.
Yeah, so we have the Tiger Closet here at Sherrard, and we work pretty closely with Operation Santa. Donations are used to purchase presents for the kids and food for the families. It's pretty much, have you ever heard of someone like getting a family and then going and buying gifts for them? It's like that, but with food and other stuff. It's really just to bring the community together, and people in need, we know that we're here to help, and they know that we're here to help.
All right, that's great. So how have you been dealing as all-school senate president in these strange COVID times? Now, I know you have to be excited that, you know, the Tigers are still in school, and I know you want to keep it that way through the rest of the school year. So how have you been dealing with all that?
It's definitely been a challenge because All School Senate does homecoming and lots of other student-organized events. And so since we haven't had any of those events, trying to get everybody together and get the community involved has definitely been a challenge. We have scheduled homecoming for January. Of course, it's tentative. On basketball, it will be a basketball homecoming game instead of football, which will be different, but we're just trying to keep in high spirits and think of things that can get people involved and keep everyone positive.
I know. I think, are you a volleyball kid? You play volleyball normally in the fall?
Yes, I would have.
And then a basketball kid. And so I know, you know, Sherrard, we're talking to you on a Wednesday, and mm-hmm. I know the Sherrard School Board, I don't know if they'll make a final decision tonight or not, but I know they're discussing the issue. And that's one thing where it's been weird for a lot of kids, especially, you know, seniors, where you're trying to figure out, we're going to get this. And as each day goes by on the calendar, you wonder, well, okay, we're talking today, it's November 4th. What's the status for basketball? They told me, you know, back in late summer that it looked like, you know, basketball was going to be a mid-November thing. And they told me volleyball was going to be played in the spring. So how crazy has it been kind of following all this stuff?
It's definitely been hard because it's not even a week-to-week basis. It's a day-to-day basis because one day we can have open gym, and then the next day they'll cancel it, and the next day we'll have it. And so it's definitely been hard because it's the unknown, and we don't really know what's going to happen. But I know everyone here wants to play. Anything to get in the gym would just be awesome.
Hey, that's perfect. Even a bald broadcaster would do anything to get into a gym and broadcast a game. All right, but we got other cool things going on. Sherrard High School, their all-school senate, speaking with their president, Kerrigan Minch, fundraising for Operation Santa, which is a great project. So again, as we wrap up here, Kerrigan Minch, like I said, I'm even considering buying a Sherrard Tiger sign with WRMJ 102.3 FM on it. So how can people go about getting these signs again and helping out the great Operation Santa project?
So, yeah, go on the Sherrard Facebook page or All School Senate's Facebook page, and there will be a link. And also, if you can't find it, email or get in contact with Vanessa Schulenberg, who is our sponsor, and we'll get you hooked up.
All right, before I wrap up, can you please tell our listening audience, go Tigers?
Go Tigers.
All right. Awesome. Kerrigan Minch, a senior and the president of the All-School Senate at Sherrard High School. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.